Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Your thoughts and opinions, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And it's Bonnie.
And I want to say thank you to Ukraine 79, who is tonight's amplifier. This means that Ukraine 79 is a member of the AMPS program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. So if you like the show, if you want to show your support, help us get on more radio stations, get our podcast, more downloads, all of that awesome stuff, check us out, amps.freetalklive.com. That takes you directly to our Patreon. And there you can sign up using PayPal or, you know, all of the whatever methods Patreon supports. That's amps.freetalklive.com. It costs $5 per month. That's all it takes to get you in. And it does come with some cool little perks. There's an AMP-only chat room on the Matrix server, and there's an AMP-only podcast for those people who just want some of the ads removed. Well, there you go. Stop complaining about it. Join the AMPS program, and you won't have to listen to them anymore. That's amps.freetalklive.com. We have Steve on the line from Georgia. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, three gun statistics I think everyone should be aware of. One, there's a town in the state of Washington, I'm not aware of the name, but they went in their late 80s, said, hey, you can't have a gun here unless you get a license through us or you do this or that. Well, there's a town in Kennesaw that said, hey, you're idiots. And then they passed a law in Kennesaw, Georgia, that says that you have to own a firearm unless you have a mentally ill person or a felon in your residence.
They said you have to own a firearm?
You have to own a firearm. And guess what happened to crime? Say what?
Oh, I just said that's odd.
It's also wrong.
I mean,
to force people to own a thing.
Yeah, if you're going to suggest that crime went down, I'm going to suggest it did not. It just so happens that the police did not arrest people for not owning a gun. But the government passing a law saying you have to own a gun would not inspire me to go out and buy a gun. And then I'd be a criminal for not having a gun.
Well, it doesn't force you to go out and buy a gun, but what it does is it signals to everyone around you, hey, if we're going to commit a crime, let's go to the next city. Let's go to the next town. So I think that's very important to understand, is the perception of gun community, the perception of gun ownership in your community affects crime ownership, or affects crime statistics. Second of all, just in universities alone, someone is shot every 9 school days in relation to an attempted sexual assault. Keep that in mind.
So you're saying there was an attempted rape on a school campus and a gun was used to defend every 9 days?
Yes.
Even though most schools don't allow guns on campus?
Exactly.
And where'd you get that statistic?
The United States Department of Justice.
Interesting.
What's your third statistic?
Oh, damn, I forgot. Oh, well, take me off.
That's unfortunate.
Well,
Steve,
that's the thing.
Because I'm trying to find the second statistic that you pointed to, and I was hoping you could give us the third one while I was doing that.
Well, the thing is, there's so many statistics out there. You know, Dan has statistics, Steve has statistics, and studies, of course, usually get done by people who have an interest in finding a certain result. So
I'm just not a fan of statistics in general. Usually it's government.
To me, statistics are irrelevant, but that's because I approach the issue from the opposite perspective that the utilitarian from Dan does. To me, it doesn't matter if you could, you know, prevent 99.9% of mass shootings or rapes or whatever by outlawing guns. You're still infringing upon the rights of at least one innocent person who has the right to defend themselves and now can't.
And it just so happens that doing it the right way, allowing people to defend themselves, is what ends up stopping crimes.
Yeah, that's true. It does so happen to be that case. But I do agree with Aria that it is the principle that matters. And that, of course, is the difference between a principled person, the people who you tend to find behind microphones on this radio program, and people like Dan, who justify any amount of tyranny by whatever statistics are, you know, happening at the moment.
And, you know, they don't count into their statistics the amount of gun crime that happens from their tyrannical oppressors, because that's a whole different category in their mind all of a sudden. Cop shootings isn't the same as a mass shooting in Dan's mind just because, oh, it's a that person has a uniform on.
Right. Those aren't counted as crimes at all. When the police murder somebody, it's not considered murder, because when it's done legally, it's not legally considered murder. The word murder is a legal definition.
Unfortunately, and I'm sorry, Steve, I'm not finding the whatever statistic you were talking about in regard to campus gun violence. I mean, I literally try to find guns used to prevent sexual assault on college campuses every 9 days, and the number one thing I found is what you would expect to find. Guns on campus won't prevent sexual assault, from the Urban Institute. And I'm not even going to click it because I can imagine. Sure, you can put forward an argument that it won't prevent sexual assault. I can put forward an argument that it would lower the number of sexual assaults that are committed. Other people can put forward arguments that it would lower the amount of violence that's caused. Others would say, well, it would increase the amount of violence that's caused because now more people have guns or whatever. And again, it's all meaningless to me. To me, it's a simple matter of rights, and a person has the right to be able to defend themselves against whatever the greatest possible threat they're likely to encounter is. And whether people like Dan want to admit it or not, the biggest possible threat the average person is likely to face on any given day is from a gun.
And that's a natural right to defend yourself. It's not a right given to you by the Constitution. It's a right given to humans by nature of being human.
Yeah, and the Constitution was supposed to recognize and protect that right to self-defense, but as we can see in many cities, whether it be New York, Chicago, you name it, San Francisco, they have absolutely destroyed the right to bear arms on these college campuses. If there is a young woman on a college campus who defends herself with a gun in the case of an attempted sexual assault and does it successfully, well, on the good side, she won't be getting raped, but on the bad side, she will be losing her college career because they will
going
kick
to
her
jail.
Off that. Maybe that's a possibility.
I didn't think she probably would go to jail as well.
Depending on which state, but at minimum, she would be likely booted out from the school.
I wanted to say this because you mentioned New Hampshire earlier and, you know, people trying to rob banks or whatever. That was one thing, even being from Mississippi, where we have the same constitutional carry down there, and if just probably not as many people are armed in Mississippi, but a large number of people are armed, and you just see guns everywhere and you don't think anything about it. Even in Mississippi, I would never have walked into a bank with the gun holstered on my hip.
Really?
I would have always left the gun in the car, and so would everyone else that I knew.
I've walked into banks multiple times
so
with a gun on my hip.
But only in New Hampshire, and yeah. I never thought anything about doing it in New Hampshire because
I thought about it, but I was like, well, whatever. I'm only going to do it until they tell me I can't. You know? And then there was one bank, actually, that told me they asked me to not wear the gun into the bank. Citizens Bank.
They asked you politely, at least.
Yep.
So that's good. But even then, you know, it's not terribly surprising. Like, when I go somewhere, like Market Day a few weeks ago, and I saw almost everyone there who wasn't either A, convicted felon, or B, on some sort of federal probation or state probation or local probation or whatever, everyone there had a gun on them.
Yep.
And probably the only one of our friend group that just isn't a felon. Could own a gun and just doesn't own a gun, but it's because I've never been trained. You should want to own a gun if you have one, and you should be trained to have one.
Right, which is what is wrong with Kennesaw, Georgia, where that one always gets brought up as this example of this shining, you know, city where, oh, you know, gun violence dropped below zero or whatever. But it's not okay because people were threatened with violence if they didn't have a gun. So that's
so weird.
That's not right either. Gun prohibition is wrong. We know that. And forcing guns on people who don't want them is also just as wrong.
I would tend to agree. And Bonnie, you're absolutely right. It doesn't do any good for a person to carry around a gun if they don't know how to use it.
It could actually hurt somebody.
Yeah, I flagged Ian with a gun the first day I met him.
I would suggest, though, that, you know, someone buy a gun, and even if they don't ever want to learn how to use it, at least learn how to verify that it's empty, and then carry the unloaded gun around with you, because just the presence of the firearm unloaded will deter your likelihood of being chosen as someone's victim.
That's true.
603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's free.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. Again, the number is 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria. Oh, sorry, Ian.
It's Ian here.
It was my turn to do that to you, I guess.
No worries, it happens.
And Bonnie.
And Bonnie, you've been working on a TikTok channel. I guess they're called channels. Are they called channels?
I think so. Profile?
Profile? I don't know.
You've been working on a TikTok presence for Free Talk Live, and people can find it at tiktok.freetalklive.com. For those who are millennials and older, that's TikTok with the C's removed, right? So it's just tiktok.freetalklive.com. That's how you can find that. And the point of TikTok, what makes it unique is it is... it's a bunch of short videos, right? You're not going to find, I don't know, do they have like 30-minute videos on TikTok?
No, I think they expanded it to like 10 minutes. It used to be like just a minute or something, and they've expanded it to, I think, 10 minutes. I could be wrong, it might be five
correct,
or something.
10 minutes.
So.
I know when I visited my nephew and I was, you know, hanging out with him and he was watching TikTok videos, I think the longest one I saw was like 3 minutes or something like that. And it was about dung beetles. And, you know, I want to be disappointed about a nephew just standing there all day watching TikTok. But then he was watching, he watched that 3 minute long documentary. The dude now knows
actually watched the whole thing?
Yeah, he now knows more about dung beetles than I do. So wait, what is there for me to criticize
him
about?
Because that's the problem with TikTok. Now, I don't know if you've looked at the statistics recently, Bonnie, because what we found out was that the stats only update like once every couple days. Maybe that's just because we're a low number channel or whatever, we're relatively small. But so you don't get updated stats all the time, but you can check it every now and then. And I think we were seeing people are tuning out after like 16 seconds or 20 seconds.
Yeah,
or
but that
like
statistic
that.
Stuck for like 4 days. I don't know if it's true, but it didn't show that the majority of people were watching the whole video.
Yeah, so the attention spans are super short, but you can see, like, demographics. So the people that are watching our videos are less than 25, right?
It was
like, I don't know, 15 to 25. And then,
but still, single...
Well, you just have to figure out what appeals to people who are under 25.
It's not our show.
Well, that's why I have my secret social media manager who is a millennial.
You are under 25 yourself, though, aren't you?
Oh, no, I'm 25, so that's the problem. Yeah. I was born in the 1900s.
She's technically a millennial.
Yeah, they call me a millennial. It pisses me off. I'm not a millennial. But whatever.
Well, otherwise, you're a Gen Z.
But you don't want to be a millennial either, right?
Yeah, I think there's a little pocket of people who are not millennials and not zillennials. It's from 1986 to 1996 to 1999.
Could we call that, like, the snowflake generation?
No.
No, I just mean, you know, where they're all unique. It's like, I'm not one of you. I'm not one of you. I'm my own unique, special thing.
I just think that millennials are... I don't think you are, Arya, because you're a millennial. But I think a lot of millennials are the snowflakes. They're the ones who started this. I have anxiety. I'm 26. And I can't even drive into the city without calling my boyfriend and crying when I get to where I'm going because of traffic. And that's how I think of millennials. And then millennials are like, nothing matters, dude. If I die, I don't care, dude. And I'm neither of those.
See, all of the millennials I know fall into that last group. I'm one of those nihilistic type of millennials myself, right? I've even got the word nihilism tattooed on me, right? But I'm not depressed about it. I'm happy about it. Like, I could die tomorrow, man. That's not something to be sad about. That's something to rejoice of. Like, I could die tomorrow. So let's enjoy what's happening now, right?
And that's why I like millennials, as I perceive them more than millennials, but... I've just always thought millennials are more privileged and or like they feel like the world owes them something. Like my older sister.
Well, to be fair, the world has gone not out of its way, but a lot of really bad crap has millennials have had to put up with, like the housing crisis, 9/11, perpetual war, the drug war, the escalation of the drug war, the rise of the internet, the centralization of the internet, the control of the internet.
And you're saying all millennials went through all those things, right? I'm not a millennial. I was like...
Okay, that's fair.
I was like 10 when the housing crisis happened. That didn't affect me like it affected people who were 10 years older than me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, because then we were renting, right? That was... We had just entered the real world and started trying to rent, and then suddenly, you know, gas prices skyrocketed at around the same time. The housing market collapsed. Rent prices shot up. Everyone was getting evicted. Our grandfather was getting evicted because he couldn't pay for his health care or whatever. Mm. So, I mean, millennials, I don't think anyone owes millennials anything, but I get why millennials sort of feel like they got handed a bad deal. And the, you know, the Gen Xers want to sit on the sidelines about, oh yeah, we were the turnkey kids. I was like, yeah, you guys accomplished nothing, and you left millennials to pick up the pieces of the disaster that the boomers caused. So thanks for that, right? Gen Xers are correct about that one thing.
Boomers are the worst. To be fair, boomers are the worst.
But yeah, they. We can all agree that boomers are the worst.
I don't know. I don't think it's fair to categorize people into these generations. They're
individually.
They're generally true. They're not true of every single person, and I know that. But
I don't think it's even generally true, right? I don't know any millennials that are really the snowflake types.
But all Generation Z people act exactly as Generation Z people, right? We can all agree on that.
I don't know enough.
If you mean Gen Xers, I'll give you that.
No, I meant Generation Z. Like, they're all smoking vapes. They all have, like, one pink stripe in their hair. They're all smoking vapes.
That's because vapes are the thing now. It doesn't happen. I don't know if it's, like, a Generation Z thing. It's just vapes are the new technology, and they're the young people, so that's the way it ended up.
But see, this is, that's the disconnect of the nihilism among Gen Z and the millennials, right? Because the millennial smokers were nihilistic about it. Like, yep, this is killing us. That's kind of the point. We want to get, let's get this show on the road, man. Bring that. Get those death bells ringing or whatever. Where what millennial or Gen Z is doing, they're quote smoking, but it's not going to kill them. They're just
flavored water.
They missed the point of smoking, which is yes, we know this is going to kill us. Thank you. Thank you for that PSA. We knew that. That's why we did it.
It's a very special Free Talk Live.
But you're absolutely right. I mean, these are meaningless generalizations because it matters way more the circumstances where one grew up than how old one was when one was born.
I think that has changed a little bit. There's a lot more overlap between people who live in different places now because of the internet. That's why all Generation Z people are the same.
I don't think they're the same, though, right?
Cannot by any means be the same. They must be individuals. Although I do agree with you, Bonnie, that there does seem to be a thing amongst primarily younger people than me who are always about, oh, my anxiety, oh, my depression, oh, me, you know, I've got all these problems. And it just wasn't there when I was growing up. I never heard anyone tell me about their anxiety, ever.
You make a good point. I mean, when you go to Twitter, if you see someone whose Twitter bio is filled with anxiety, PTSD, and just a litany of mental health disorders, chances are they're going to be a millennial.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also, frustratingly, going to be LGBTQ to some degree.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, man.
Maybe they're more likely if they're LGBTQ. I don't know.
From what I've seen on Twitter, and, you know, I say this as the resident trans person in the room, if someone lists in their Twitter bio that they're LGBT, there's almost certainly going to be at least one, if not more, mental illness up there with it.
You know what? It's the weirdest one I think I've seen is people list that they're autistic in their Twitter bio. Like, why is that, like, the most important thing about you? Autistic, mom.
But the anxious people weren't born that way, so we need to blame their parents, which would be the Gen Xers or the boomers in that case.
603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Brooklyn subway shooting suspect Frank James has been arrested by police in New York City's East Village. Zach DeHaan called in the tip to Crime Stoppers.
Look how many people have in New York, nobody gets him. Like, I was working inside the store and I get him. That's good, something from the God.
Yeah.
That's good, something from the God, and we get him. Always we engage these people in America. We don't want any problem here in America because here life is good.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the FBI, and NYPD saying the shooting suspect will face terrorism charges. President Biden is authorizing another $800 million worth of security assistance for Ukraine. That includes artillery systems, helicopters, ammunition, and armored vehicles. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying the ongoing U.S. assistance is urgently needed. USA Radio News. Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine could disrupt food prices, especially wheat and fertilizer. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls for a lifting of unnecessary sanctions and aid to nations affected by hunger.
The report also shows that there is a direct correlation between rising food prices and social and political instability. Our world cannot afford this. We need to act now.
He says the Russian invasion is already causing instability for vulnerable people. The producer price index increased 1.4% in March, more than the 1% bump analysts had forecast. It's up 11.2% over the past year. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 344 points to close at 34,564, the S&P jumping 49 points, the NASDAQ rose by 272. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. As always, you're invited to join the discussion. Share your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160. If you would like to weigh in, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And I don't know if Bonnie was choking up, but I was obviously choking. And I tend to agree with Ian on this. The whole generational thing, it's silly. I almost certainly have a whole lot more common with, you know, Ian and Mark Edge. Well, maybe not Mark Edge, because he's
old.
He's quite a bit older. But despite being a millennial, I think Ian is Gen X. I'm not entirely sure.
I'm kind of on the border. Sort of like how Bonnie's on the border of Gen X and, or sorry, on the border of Zennial and Millennial. I'm on the border of Gen X and Millennial.
Despite all of that, I have a lot more in common with you than I do what we see of most, quote, millennials who are out there, you know, talking about anxiety and stuff like that, because that is, you know, the millennial stereotype, and I have no doubt that there are plenty, the stereotypes come from somewhere, right? So I have no doubt that there are plenty of millennials out there screaming about that sort of thing, but it's just not something I see. And it's probably not something I see because I don't associate with a lot of people who cry about their anxiety all the time. But
I can't. When somebody cries in front of me, I'm just like, I just don't know what to do.
That depends on why they're crying to me. Like, if they're just crying because they're sad, or it depends on my relationship to them, right? Like, if it's my girlfriend or something, like, okay, I'm going to. But if it's, like, just some random friend who's having a nervous breakdown, and I've hung out with them like once, I'm going to get out of that situation. Oh, that's my phone. I'm sorry. I've got to go. Do you have a call your sister?
And I'm not trying to say like I'm better than somebody who would cry in front of me. I just seriously don't know what to do. I think it's like my upbringing or something, like my military dad or something. I just like, I'm
that's
like,
fair.
I don't know what to do. And I'm horrible with
it. But see, that probably makes you different from most people on the fence between millennial and Gen Zers, right? Because the millennials were the generation that was all, no, it's okay to cry and be masculine, right? Was it that the millennials who did that? I don't even know, because all of this doesn't really mean anything. It's just a neat, interesting way of categorizing some people where they sometimes share some characteristics, and that's really the most that can be said about it. But we do have Jack calling from Ocean Shores about the matter. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Just a few things. First, I think that we could get rid of the police and a volunteer.
Get rid of the police?
Get rid of the police. And we could police ourselves better than they do, the government.
Oh, yeah.
Just volunteer. I think it'd be a much safer world. I'd be much less likely to shoot up a train station if I knew everyone had a gun.
I mean,
because you're smart.
Even if everyone didn't have a, I don't think people having guns is going to be what deters, honestly, it's not going to be what deters the average person from committing a crime, right? It doesn't matter to me what the possible consequences are. You say, oh, you could rob this bank and get away with it, or you can shoot up this train and get away with it. Okay, that's not going to cause me to want to go shoot up that train and say, oh, well, if you shoot up this train, you're going to die. They're going to shoot you back, or you're going to get arrested. You're going to go to prison. None of that is the reason why I choose not to shoot up a train. I choose not to shoot up a train because I find that the idea morally repugnant.
Well,
I think
I mean, you're
but
a moral person.
If you were a psychopath.
I think that most people are psychopaths and that the...
You think most people are psychopaths?
No, aren't psychopaths. Sorry. Oh, I think that most people...
Say, no.
I think that most people are moral people.
Yes.
And that, you know,
that's why the world is good, and that's why, for the most part, we don't have insane violence everywhere we go, because most people are good, and they understand that in order to get somewhere in life, they have to treat other people relatively well. We have to interact with one another without hurting
but
each other.
If you were
we all benefit from that.
If you're a psychopath and you just want to hurt someone, you will be deterred more by shooting up a place where you know people have guns.
Correct. As long as you're intelligent enough to know where you are and know a modicum about the area in which you exist, then you would make a decision to not go and commit violent crimes in an area where people have guns, and you would make an effort to go to the areas where you know that they don't. Now, there are the stupid people that have no idea where they are, they don't know anything about what's going on around them, and obviously those people are going to get cut down, and they will be easily dealt with if they try to do something, you know, violent.
And the mentally ill have been purposely disregarded by the government in some weird, you call it conspiracy. They do need more help. Instead, they medicate them. It's such a conundrum. They know they're out there. They imprison them. They get crazier. They put them on medications that are just like our vaccines, unproven. And then, you know, they go out there and shoot people, and they're like, what are these people doing there?
Yeah,
kids are doing it. But last time, it's like, send a message to David from New Mexico. Nice one. He was picking on me the other night. This is Jack from Ocean Shores. You say jacking it in Ocean Shores.
Yeah, that's right.
I just want to say that I thought it was hilarious. Yeah, I was the gay bus boy, he said. So we were laughing our butts off. So just, you know, I just would not, you know, I just, you know, David, good job. That was funny.
Thank you so much for the call.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Jack. I had forgotten that David did that. It was funny the first time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he did it too much. He overdid it.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's where he lost me on it, but it wasn't the worst thing I'd ever heard from David.
It also made me laugh because I didn't understand what he was saying at first. I was like, yeah, Jack. Yeah, Jack in Ocean Shores.
We also have the Law Dog calling from Michigan. Law Dog, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. As I mentioned before in the previously, Chris Markowski has a watchdog on Wall Street, and he said that those sanctions Biden, the initial sanctions they put on, didn't take in effect for 45 days. Well, tomorrow will be the fifth day of those sanctions actually being enforced.
Hmm. And these are the sanctions against Russia?
Yeah, sanctions against Russia.
Interesting.
Yeah, I found it quite interesting there. So we're only looking at day five and on the sanctions if they went in. I don't. How can they do any good in 5 days? I mean, this is just total insanity. Nothing could be done in that period of time. And you have to remember when they were stacking all those tanks and artillery at the border of Ukraine. It took them a month to do it. These sanctions should have been kicked off by. At that time.
Well, I don't agree with sanctions because, as we have pointed out, sanctions will hurt just the people of Russia, and they will hurt the people of the United States, and they will not do anything to stop the war. They won't do anything to actually harm Putin. But you,
sadly,
you bring up an interesting point, and apparently there is something here that says that all existing contracts for Russian oil must be phased out within 45 days, and this was from early March, so that, I guess, was one of them.
And that's assuming they actually phased them out, right? I mean, this isn't the first time we've seen a deadline in regard to this Ukraine mess and not really knowing whether or not it actually went through. I remember the...
Well, this is a threat against, I guess, people buying oil, so presumably they're going to do what they're told.
Okay. Well, either way, it's the market reacted to the existence of these sanctions more than it did the sanctions themselves, right? And,
sure.
And that's why we saw gas prices increase the way they did, even though we don't get that much of our gasoline from Russia.
Well, and what we really saw over the last several weeks was this voluntary sanctions that all these mega corporations put into place without any mandate from the state. They just said, oh, well, we're good little corporate citizens. We're going to punish you, Russian people, and YouTube shut off monetization for the average Russian person that had a YouTube channel, even though many of them are against the war, and then, you know, the credit card providers cut off the entire continent or whatever.
Imagine if corporations and everyone on Earth held the American people accountable for all the wars the American government has caused.
Yeah, that didn't happen, though.
It wouldn't be pleasant, that's for certain. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Law Dog. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Live. Well, you can find us online at freetalklive.com. There we have a number of services that you can look into. There's our social media server. We have a chat server. We have a bunch of cool stuff like that. And, of course, there's links you can find to our TikTok, to our Odyssey, to all of that great stuff. It's freetalklive.com. I would recommend you join our Mastodon server. That's a decentralized, federated Twitter clone sort of thing. It's very similar to Twitter. You can find it at social.freetalklive.com. That step-by-step instructions on how to sign up and get you started there. It's a really cool feature where you don't have to worry about getting censored or shut down because people don't like what you say. As long as you're not a bot, you can say whatever you want. So with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
Ian.
And Bonnie.
And we actually have David from New Mexico on the line. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, well, if that was too much jacking, then what is the proper amount of jacking?
It depends on how much time a person has on their hands.
How much what in their hands?
How much time. Time, David.
Time.
Yes, time.
Is that what you named it?
Yes.
Oh, cool. How do you speak? Is that T-I-M-E or T-H-Y-M-E? Does it have to do with the flavor?
There.
Yeah, that's the issue we had with jacking it in the first place, David, is that you have a joke, and then you just continue kicking that joke until it's not funny anymore.
but it was seared into your mind, and that was the main goal. It was seared into your mind, and you proved it tonight, Aria. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're very welcome there, David. I mean, by seared into my mind, I don't know if you're still with us, by seared into my mind, do you mean that I had forgotten that it happened until the caller...
Like a tuna fish. Oh, no.
Are you all right, David? Are you having a stroke?
No, I'm crazy. I'm crazy, remember? Psychiatrist Aria?
I don't recall ever calling you crazy.
Well, you should listen to some replays then.
Okay.
Where did you get your MD, Aria?
I'm not a medical doctor, David.
But then why are you diagnosing people on the radio?
What are you talking about, dude?
I don't know. I don't remember her calling you crazy.
I was talking about Jackin, but then you changed the topic. Why did you do that, Arya?
I asked if you were having a stroke, and I don't remember now why I asked you that.
Because you can only talk about Jackin for a limited amount of time on broadcast radio.
Right. No, I'm not presently having a stroke. That was earlier.
Okay.
Wait, stroke.
David, thank you so much for tonight for the call. That was a good one. I'd like to end on that one. But we have another story that we've had for a few days that I wanted to get into.
Psychopaths.
And Bitcoin, yes. And evidently, the average Bitcoin investor is a calculating psychopath with an inflated ego, according to scientists. And this is crazy.
I could see narcissist, but I couldn't see psychopath.
A team of experts recently surveyed more than 500 people to uncover the personality traits that are most common among crypto nuts. They identified that many investors exhibit signs of, quote, the dark tetrad, a group of four unsavory traits made up of narcissism, Machiavellianism, psychopathy, and sadism.
Okay, well, I'm a proud narcissist. Me and my friend used to say, we need to change the narrative because narcissism is an undervalued thing in society anymore. It's like everybody likes hating themselves, and I just love myself, and that's why I do better in life than most people.
I mean, you're right in that narcissism sort of got turned on its head, and where that they feel better about themselves, they think more highly of themselves, the more they hate themselves. It's sort of an inversion of virtue where the more social power one has, the weaker one actually is. Like they criticize the white man as being the strong cultural power in the United States, but in reality, it's the LGBTQ people and the minorities that wield a disproportionate amount of power. So you're absolutely right. Like narcissism, it's not a bad thing, and it gets turned on its head where in order to be the exact opposite of narcissist, they're like, oh, well, I just hate myself. I'm so ridden with anxiety. I'm such a miserable person, always kicking myself, all of that stuff. But
it's still all about them.
Yeah, they're masochists like that. I'm trying to figure out how to phrase this, but they enjoy that self-flagellation, you know, like the Catholic
priest. Everyone wants to be a victim.
Woe is me.
Yeah. It makes them feel
my
good
anxiety,
about themselves,
et cetera, to go back to the other topic. But, you know, they said they sort of contradicted themselves in the first two sentences of this article. At first, they said that the average Bitcoin investor, and then they said they're talking about crypto nuts. So that's a big difference, right? Like, if you're nuts about crypto, by definition, you wouldn't be the average crypto investor. The average crypto investor is probably not a psychopath by definition because they're average, and psychopaths are a very small percentage of the population. So who are we talking about?
These people who write these propaganda hate pieces about crypto don't actually know what they're talking about with crypto at all.
And who did they even interview? I mean, New Hampshire is sort of, you know, a bastion of cryptocurrency usage, and I don't know anyone who they asked about this. I mean, some of the,
where'd they get the 500 names?
Yeah, maybe not the most well-known Bitcoin investors, but certainly some of the most impactual or impactive. I don't know what the word is. So in plain English, that means dark tetrads have an inflated sense of self-importance and derive pleasure from the pain of others. And that doesn't sound like anyone I know.
I don't understand if you derive pleasure from the pain of others, you would love the dollar.
Yeah, that's true. Well, they take pleasure in knowing that others will suffer, but they won't because they're in Bitcoin, right? So they won't suffer.
Who are these people?
I don't know, because all of the crypto nuts that I know are telling people, hey, get away from inflation, get away from the dollar so that you don't suffer.
Yeah.
It's more of an evangelical thing.
So many people that like Bitcoin are evangelical about it, like you're saying.
They asked 566 people to complete personality surveys, as well as answer questions about their attitudes to crypto. Of the participants, 1 in 4 reported that they owned crypto, and 2/3 showed an interest in crypto investing. All 4 dark tetrad traits correlated with an affinity for investing. According to researchers, dark tetrads are partially drawn to crypto because they are prepared to take risks, whereas digital assets such as Bitcoin are infamously volatile. Bitcoin is extremely low risk. I don't know why in the year 2022.
That's not true. It's not low risk. I mean, it is risky because...
It's risky in some short-term, narrow-sighted views, right?
Well, there's no guarantee that it's going to go up. I mean, we certainly have seen it go up overall in the last 13 years of its existence. There's no doubt about that. But it could hit a brick wall tomorrow.
But how is that... I mean, saying I'm going to keep my money in the dollar is not, it's higher risk.
It's not safe either.
It's less safe.
I think I said Bitcoin is relatively low risk, didn't I?
You did say that.
I mean, it is relatively low risk.
I disagree. It's a high risk investment.
In the last 12, 13 years, in the grand scheme of things, all we've seen Bitcoin do is go up. It goes down for periods.
You keep your money in the dollar, then it's by definition a higher risk because your money is... You know it's going to go down.
You are guaranteed to lose with the dollar. There's no doubt about that. And you don't know how quickly you're going to lose because it's all up to a bunch of politicians as far as how fast they decide to inflate the money supply. I'm not saying the dollar isn't, you know, and not a risky investment either, but at least you are able to predict what the dollar is going to do, which is to say it's going to go down. Whereas Bitcoin, you don't know it's going to always go up. You have history that suggests it, but there's no guarantee of that.
Machiavellians who are good at deception and take a calculated approach to achieving goals like crypto, quote, primarily because they distrust politicians and government agencies, Dr. Wang said.
When did that become a part of a psychopath? Didn't we look up on this?
That's not the psychopaths, that's the Machiavellians.
Yeah, but they're saying that's the dark triad of being a psychopath, right?
Well, for people who haven't read and understood Machiavelli and what Machiavelli wrote, that's probably what they would say. But the whole Machiavellian thing is not about, you know, seizing power and becoming corrupt. It's a warning about what power does to people and to avoid power.
But isn't it true that psychopaths are attracted to positions of power?
Yeah, so they'd be sort of the opposite of an actual Machiavellian, I would argue.
I don't know enough about Machiavelli.
Just the idea of what they said. Taking calculated steps to get yourself ahead in life, I don't think that is hand-in-hand with being a psychopath.
He goes on, many crypto supporters believe governments are corrupt, and crypto avoids government corruption. So he equates being Machiavellian, I would suggest rightly, but most people would not understand it that way, to wanting to avoid government corruption. It's all very strange.
It's confusing as hell.
I think they're making connections that aren't there. I'm going to post this article on our social media server. You can find that again at social.freetalklive.com. We're out of time for tonight, but we'll be back same time tomorrow. You can find us online in the meantime again at social.freetalklive.com. That's social.freetalklive.com.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.